is Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour number two of the program, and you can dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining us tonight, special guests on the third microphone, Pete Ayer is here from formerly the president of Bureaucrash. Jason Talley, also former president of Bureaucrash, both moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We talk a lot about the Free State Project on this show because, well, you and I, Mark, are also Free Staters.
Seems like the only hope for liberty in my lifetime.
It seems like it, and it's getting to, it's seeming more like it every single week as more people move here to New Hampshire and begin building that community of liberty-loving people that is going to be the change that they wish to see in the world instead of sitting around and complaining about things, which is what most liberty-minded people do around
the
country.
So they can do, mostly. Most places.
They get together with three other guys that feel the same way, and they... Well, they drink and socialize, and that's about it. And we've got drinking and socializing going on here in New Hampshire. Allow me to make that crystal clear.
They're complaining.
There's plenty of that goes on here, but we've got people, we've got the activists that are willing to actually do something, that are willing to get out there and get active, and that's one of the most exciting things about being here. In fact, you guys actually have, I mean, having come up here right now in 2009 as part of the Free State Project, you got to really kind of come here when the action's really taken off. And we were talking last hour about a comparison between Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show, a year ago and today. There's three times the activists here. There's so much more going on. And we're starting to see more self-starters show up and instigators, because that's really what this movement needs, is more instigators, people who are going to say, okay, well, this is what I want to see happen, and who's willing to help me out with it, because that's what works up here. If what you're seeing as far as the activism choices isn't satisfying to you, and there are a lot of things to do up here, if what you're seeing isn't satisfying, if what you want isn't there, you can create it, and people will step up to help you out with that.
I prefer to say dynamic people of initiative.
Dynamic people initiative.
Of initiative.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Agitators.
Well, one of those, I didn't say agitators.
I believe you did.
Instigators.
Okay.
As in one who starts, one who instigates. But one of those instigators is Chris, and he's actually not even a Free State Project member. He's a local to New Hampshire, not a native, moved up here, I think, in the early part of this decade, and he's found this movement. And it's one of the things that's really the coolest thing about the Free State Project is it's not just thousands of liberty-loving people moving to New Hampshire. It's thousands of liberty-loving people moving to New Hampshire and then spreading the excitement of freedom and getting other liberty-minded people that are already here excited again about the possibility of being free, because that excitement, that spirit was kind of dying off. If you talk to New Hampshire natives, people that have lived here their whole lives, people like Gardner Goldsmith, they'll tell you that, you know, the influx of mass holes coming from Massachusetts was really starting to taint the flavor of the state. And having the Free Staters come in has really helped reboot the liberty movement here. And so people like Chris have gotten excited. They've started doing things, and they found a tremendous amount of support. So one of the things he's doing is the Fully Informed Jury Association outreach, which was going on this morning. And as I mentioned over the weekend, there was kind of this question up in the air about, well, some of the court bureaucrats hinted in a way at suggesting that something might go down at this morning's FIJA outreach. And again, Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org is their website. You can learn more about jury nullification and your rights as a juror to actually nullify the law that you're looking at in the courtroom. But the point of FIJA outreach is to get out in front of the courthouse and hand out flyers to people as they're coming in for jury duty. So spreading the idea of jury nullification. This has been going on for months here in Keene, consistently, month after month, which is unlike anything I'd ever seen. I did it a couple times down in Florida, but I was always the one who started it, and it was always hard to get volunteers. Did it look to you guys, Pete, Jason, like there was a tough time finding volunteers for this morning's FIJA?
That was amazing. I mean, it was at 8 a.m. on a Monday morning, but when we showed up, there was already there's a good dozen people there, and by the time we left, there's probably 20 people.
20.
In total.
I counted 20.
And it was tactical. There were Free Staters on all four corners of approach to the courthouse, so mm-hmm. any potential juror, anybody else walking by, you know, they got kindly asked if they would like to take some FIJA literature to read. And it was very It was awesome to see. It was awesome.
So it's that's why it's like, wow, you picked the right time to be here, because there's so much that's happening now compared to just a year ago, and that's why it's just even envisioning what it's going to be like in 2010, 11, 12, 13, and the farther out you go, the more exciting it gets.
Yeah, you guys are going to wear us out. So Sunday night with the social, we woke up at 8 a.m. on Monday to pass out some great literature and then have eggs with activists, and now we're talking with you guys. Tomorrow we have other media appointments. So Keene, New Hampshire, if you're an activist, they're gonna put you to work.
Oh, one of the things that I know you guys are doing tomorrow, since you're here in New Hampshire, you're going to be touring around a little bit here in New Hampshire. What are your plans for tomorrow night? If people are in the New England area, where can they meet up with you guys?
Yeah, we're going to be fortunately able to join the good folks at Murphy's for Taproom Tuesday, and it'll be my first time over there, so I'm really looking forward to it.
That's in Manchester.
That's right.
Now, you're going to talk about that on motorhomediaries.com, promote it there so people can know where to go if they haven't.
Yeah, we'll post about that tonight. And we're hoping to, we unfortunately got a flat tire yesterday, kissed a corner a little too tight here in the sharp granite corners of Keene.
How long is that RV?
It's 30 foot, so it's not the longest, but it's pretty good.
That's pretty long. I think the moving truck I was in was like 26, and that was a big truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes practice to get good at really driving one of those.
Yeah, the wind is a killer for me, but fortunately we have a spare, so we'll get that changed up tomorrow. It shouldn't be a problem. And then we plan to drive from Keene over to Manchester, and if anybody wants to ride with us from Keene or wants to maybe caravan out there in a big show of force, that would be awesome.
Kind of like a party bus almost for the night. That would be cool. All right, so 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Pete or Jason, they are here with us for who knows how long. They're hanging out, and I really appreciate that. One other question. Before we go, some of these phone calls have been waiting patiently, not necessarily to talk to you, but because we got to do Free Talk Live. What are some of the other organizations you guys are going to be involved with? You mentioned you're going to be promoting the Free State Project all around the country, which I think is great because it's really going to show people, especially those who have heard of the Free State Project, but maybe thought about it and then thought, and weren't really too sure. Oh, it just seems pie in the sky. There's nothing going on there. This is going to show them that, wow, okay, these Free Staters are serious activists. Look what they're doing. This is amazing. I've never seen anything like this. And I mean, nothing like this has ever happened in the Liberty Movement, to my knowledge. And so I think it's going to really excite people about the Free State Project. But what else? What other organizations are you teaming up with?
Our primary sponsor is the Atlas Foundation. And so I've had a gig with them for a year doing web communications. Mm-hmm. Atlas is a network of free market think tanks all over the world. And so I had the great fortune of going around, and I'll be talking to them about their online communication strategy, but also we'll be filming videos with them. So, those guys are free agents, just like the Lone Activist or the Free Staters. And so we're going to be talking about, what they're doing to promote freedom as well.
Yeah, and we're also, we're partnering with some organizations, so like Break the Matrix, we're going to co-host each other's content and point to each other, and the Campaign for Liberty with Allison Gibbs, they've really done a great job connecting us with some liberty-oriented folks. We hope to, we don't stand for everything, the Campaign for Liberty, like the immigration issue we differ on, but, there's some really liberty-inclined folks, and we hope to, work with them and as they recruit.
People born on other plots of land deserve freedom, too.
Exactly.
Either way, if they're mostly on board, they're good folks to partner with.
Well, I mean, absolutely. Right. I'm just making the statement that that's what liberty is all about, is allowing others to be free. And I think that a lot of people that are where we're at today in the voluntarist mindset of, and when I say we, I guess I mean those of us on this side of the room, not necessarily you, Mark, because you're still holding on to your old fascist tendencies.
Stick it.
But for those of us that are where we are today, we probably came from somewhere like that. I know that when I first took the world's smallest political quiz, which you can take for yourself at quiz.freetalklive.com, that was the question that I either answered no or maybe to, was the immigration question on there. Because, you don't learn this stuff in high school, and you don't necessarily know how the non-aggression principle really applies until you've really, really looked closely at it and really internalized it as much as possible.
Right. Yeah, and you're right. It is worth definitely having these other organizations out there to plug people into. Before we hit the road, we met with people from Reason and from Young Americans for Liberty, did short little interviews with them. So we hope to be able to continue to work with a lot of these good organizations.
One of the things that I heard, a concern that I heard from a local free stater type about your journey, I guess, and just in general in life, was that they were so grateful to hear that you had escaped from Washington, D.C., and because they were very concerned that you were going to get sucked into this, this D.C. vortex of people being fake to one another? I don't know. You guys have actually lived there, so maybe we could talk a little bit about what it was like to be in D.C. and how you managed to get away and if it was a challenge to leave. And, of course, we'll take your calls as well, about whatever you want, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Anna's Egan here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features are completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI.
You know, knowing Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, the creator of the legendary, at this point, Fun Tent at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which I believe, Pete, you have experienced the Fun Tent. Jason, I don't think you were there this past year. Were you at the Pork Fest last year?
No, I was in 2005, but I missed it, but I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that Jason seems like, I don't know if he's contacted you guys yet, but he lives in Defiance, Ohio. It wouldn't surprise me if he demanded a special pit stop in Defiance, and it would be worth your while, I think, to go by and say hi to him.
Yeah, I've known Jason Osborne for years, and yeah, he's a great guy, a great champion of liberty.
Absolutely, he is. All right, so let's go to your, some phone calls here. Pete and Jason just going to be hanging out with us here tonight on the show. Let's talk to Victor, calling from Prague. Victor, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's good on day. Your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just had a question about family values, you know. Have any of you guys ever traveled outside of the United States to Eastern Europe?
Eastern Europe, does Greece count?
I've been to Crete, but that's not Eastern Europe.
Okay, well,
over here,
I've been to Crete too.
Over here we have two family values. I'm from San Francisco.
Okay.
What is family values? What does that mean to you?
Well, I've lived here. I've been all around Eastern Europe since 2000. In 1991, I first went to Prague. I was living in Germany. I went there, and it was totally dead. And then I went back in 2000 to Prague, and oh my God, the life! It's really a live city, and what really attracted me was not the beautiful women. Sure, they did attract me. But what it really attracted me, I went more east. So I went to Slovakia, and now I'm in Kiev. And what really attracted me was the family values that the people have here, you know.
What do you mean by that?
Hail to Soviet Union, because at least what they did is they gave everybody a home. So
they gave everybody a home. Who's they?
Yeah, for the government. So for the last 50 years, they've been passing on homes. And
so everyone,
you know,
let me see if I'm understanding you correctly here. You're telling me that everybody in Kiev lives in government housing?
Well, not everybody in Kiev.
But a significant number of people are living in government housing?
Throughout Eastern Europe, because of the Soviet,
I'm trying to understand where you're coming from.
And they give their home to their kids, okay?
Oh,
and
okay.
And they give that home to their kids, and so on and so on.
Wait, where does the government come into the picture? I understand families passing down possessions.
That's why, you know, I grew up in the Reagan era in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so,
do people not have homes there?
Let me make a short story quick. My girlfriend's father was KGB, colonel in the KGB. Her grandfather and grandmother met while jumping out of airplanes against
the Nazis.
You're
all over the place. I'm sorry to keep interrupting here, but I just need to understand where you're coming from, and I still haven't figured that part out yet. You're saying that you like the family values in Eastern Europe. And then you started talking about the government giving out houses, and then the houses being passed down from generation to generation.
Well, that's kind of what happened here, is that because of the Soviet Union giving everybody a house, they kind of just, you know, they all stuck together.
Hey, Victor, this is Pete.
And they passed the house down to each other.
Victor,
basically got a free house from the Soviet Union.
Right, you've made that point. Pete has a question for you, Victor.
Yeah, Victor, if I'm not misstating, so you're saying the government provided these houses initially to the people, and now they're being handed down? I mean, the government doesn't produce anything of wealth, right? I mean, it just takes...
This was then, this is now. You know?
So you're saying the old communist tenements or whatever have been handed over to private owners?
The whole economy here, yes. Yes, and, you know, Ukraine's about to be the first to, you know what I mean?
It's no, I don't. You haven't said anything.
Ukraine's going to be the first to fail right now. And then
the first in sales?
To
fail?
That's what they're talking about.
The first to fail or the first in sales?
Or whatever. But Ukraine's going to be the first to fail. And then after Ukraine fails, then Western Europe's going to fail. And then America's
going to
fail.
Well, wait, what's going to fail exactly? The economy of the Ukraine? Is that what you're getting at?
You know why I'm so happy to be in Ukraine? Is because
Family values?
I'm living with people who have family values. And I know I'll never be homeless on the street I was in San Francisco.
That's great. So the family values you're talking about, you only mentioned passing down heirlooms and passing down houses.
No.
What other values are valuable to you? I mean, what are
the
you?
The values is that over here, people, families stick together. You know, I teach English here.
Some families stick together here in the United States.
What I teach, what do you think? You think it's right or wrong? Okay, I tell my kids, the students, I say that in America, when you're 18, your parents kick you out. And when you're 72 and you can't feed yourself, your kids put you in an old folks home. Is that correct or not?
It's correct for some families. I'm not going to make any statement. I don't think you can make a blanket statement.
Did you get kicked out at 18?
No, my folks are very supportive.
No.
And,
okay, there you go. I didn't get kicked out at 18. Mark?
I went to prison at 18, but I did go back home at 28.
But that's the way it is in the States.
Okay. Thanks for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So, Mark, your reflections on that call.
He really was all over the place. I understand where he's coming from because, you know, Russia and those eastern states were very feudalistic when the Bolshevik Revolution went on. And yes, they took the land out of the hands of very few people and then gave it to a bunch of other people and, the sort of poorer folks. I think that could have been accomplished with capitalism, too, but just like it has been. I mean, obviously, take a look around Eastern Europe. Western Europe, do the kings and queens still own England and France and Spain? No. They had their periods of times of capitalism, and of course the greedy socialist governments grew up around it.
But I'd like to agree with them a little bit. The women in Eastern Europe are very attractive.
No doubt about that. All right, 800-259-9231.
They don't do that armpit thing, do they?
Tom in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Yeah, you know how you say that when you got to go to court, a lot of times it helps to have people on your side filling up the courtroom?
Yep.
Well, I may find that issue very helpful myself in a little while because I'm facing a trumped-up charge of simple assault.
Oh, who's charging you with such a thing?
Oh, well, the cop.
What happened?
I put this, by the way, on the bulletin board.
That's a good idea.
And just want to...
So they're saying you assaulted a cop. I'm going to bring Tom back in a moment here. Hang on, Tom. Hang on. You can tell us your story. 800-259-9231. Tom is on the line with us. Apparently assaulted a cop. Did he really? The cops will call almost anything assault these days, though. So we'll find out what the story is here in moments and continue talking with Pete and Jason.
His story.
Yeah, this is Free Talk Live.
Used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Well, here's a word of the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. LegalZoom.com.
Pete and Jason are still with us here in the studio, hanging out, just kind of being part of the show at this point. I think that we will get and talk a little bit more about MotorhomeDiaries.com, which is, of course, one of the projects, one of the few projects they are involved on right now. But let's continue with your phone calls here and talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Now, Tom, you say that you've been charged with assault on a police officer.
No.
What's the story?
No, it wasn't assault on a police officer. I'm being charged by a police officer.
Oh, I see.
With simple assault.
Against whom?
Would you mind telling them what happened on March 19th?
What happened on March 19th?
Okay, should I tell them my breakfast?
He was asking me.
What happened that day?
Who are we talking to?
This is me, Lewis.
Hi, Lewis. Are you son of Tom? Lewis, son of Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What happened on March 19th, Lewis?
Okay, first I woke up.
No, tell them what happened.
About
I brushed my teeth, took a shower.
Oh yeah, I went to school. It was just me and my best friend, Devin, and then this girl named Maggie. She just shows up at the scene, and then she stole the ball away from my friend Devin, and then the ball went to the street, and then the cool kids, that's what some kids call them. I call them something else, but
they don't sound very cool to me. Yeah, we're on the radio. You can't call them whatever it is that you were going to call them. Got to watch your mouth there. He sounds like a dirty one. Sounds like he's got a sailor mouth on him.
And then these cool kids, and then this tall girl Kim, who's 12. Yeah, she throws the basketball at my chest, and it kind of hurt.
Oh my gosh!
And then
that is not cool. I'll tell you that.
And then the basketball was in the grass, and my friend Devin gave it to me, and then this girl Kim tried to take it away from me, and then that's when my dad came.
Okay.
And
where was all this happening? Was this at school, or was this just kind of in the neighborhood?
Home.
At home. Okay. And then what happened?
After he tried to save me, I thanked him. And then this guy came into my house and yelled at my dad.
So one of the parents of the kids came in and yelled?
Yeah.
Okay. He just barged right in?
Well, he was knocking first.
I see. All right. And then?
And then I was scared to death that my dad was going to get arrested, so I went to my friend's house. And,
we're waiting anxiously. Yes.
Yeah, and then a few minutes later, I'm looking at my friend's cards, and then that's when my dad called. Well, first I called my mom.
I'm lost already. Are you lost, Mark?
No, I'm good. So why were you afraid that your dad may get arrested?
I don't know, because he was trying to protect me. And
so the man was still yelling in your house, and he wouldn't leave, or what?
Hi there.
Tom, you're back. Help us put this together, Tom. We're at the point where there's a strange man in your house or a parent.
No, he was at the door screaming, yelling. He's the girl's father. See, she
the girl that threw the basketball at your son's chest?
Yeah, threw it at him, and then when he gets it back, she lunges at him. She's got him in a bear hug, her arms around him, which, of course, she has no business doing because he's a boy. She has no business putting her hands on a boy. So I reached over there and took her by the arms, by the wrist, to open up her arms and release him.
Yeah.
And, you know, that...
So that was the assault charge right there?
That was the so-called assault.
So you freed your son from an attacker, and you've been charged with assault.
Yeah. But, you know, her father has this thing about, you can't touch a female, but she was touching a boy.
Okay? I see.
So... But anyway, you can't put your hands on a girl. You're supposed to go tell the parents and deal with it that way. But never, ever, this thing in his head about you never, ever, ever put your hands on a girl, even though I'm only seizing her by the wrists.
Yeah, it's not like you were grabbing her genitalia or something like that.
Or continuing to clobber her. Why, you know, I released.
Right, you released your son, and that was it, right?
Yeah, now...
You didn't hold her hostage after that or anything like that, right?
They have a warrant for my arrest for simple assault. And so I'm going to get arrested for simple assault. And then I'll find out when my court date is.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, that's going to become a public matter anyway, so people will be able to find out when my court date is, even if I'm not able to call you back.
So how can people who want to get behind you on this help you out, Tom? You said he posted on a forum?
They can't show up at the arraignment because they do video arraignment.
We're not going to get all the details here, but you said you posted on a forum,
Tom? When I go to trial.
Did you post this on a forum somewhere?
Yeah, I can, see, but, I mean, I got to make bail and all of that. But I'm just saying, I'm putting this out. Once I get a court date, I'll be able to put that on the bulletin board.
What forum are you posting this on, Tom?
BBS.freetalklive.com.
The Free Talk Live Forum? Okay, BBS.freetalklive.com. So you can go there and learn more about what's happening with Tom.
If people would show up at the trial when it happens, that'll be a big help. That's going to be at the Nashua District Court.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate your call tonight. I wish you good luck out there. And so you can pay attention to the BBS if you want to follow up with that. I'm sure he'll be calling us back to let us know what's going on there. It sounds to me like you were completely in the right. I mean, from your story, it sounds to me like you did what you needed to do to help your son in that situation. It didn't seem like you hurt this girl. So I wish you the best of luck. I hope it works out for you, and I thank you for the call tonight. Thank you, Tom. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we were talking actually in here about the community of activists up here in New Hampshire. Tom happens to be in New Hampshire. He's one of the, I think he's a New Hampshire native. I know he's not a Free Stater. He did not move here as part of the Free State Project. And, of course, Tom, if you've listened to the show for a while, is somebody who kind of skirts around the idea of killing cops. And it doesn't really win you a lot of friends within this movement. I'm not saying people shouldn't go and support Tom. I'm just saying if a tremendous turnout is expected on his part, he may be a little bit disappointed. Because when you come here as an activist and you start talking about agitating for violence or, you know, destroying things or destroying property and hurting the government people, then people are going to want to distance themselves from you. And I'm not saying that Tom was advocating that directly. It's just that he kind of beats around the bush at those things. Do you see where I'm coming from in this, Mark?
I do. I mean, so I understand where he's coming from, too. I understand why, you know, how some people could get fed up.
I understand the anger. But I also am just trying to let him know that there are a lot of folks that don't appreciate that kind of talk. I'm one of them. And so that may limit the amount of people that are willing to show up to help him out. I don't know how limiting it will be. I guess that'll be up to
it time. It does sound like he was in the right in this one, at least from his end of the story.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. First, I just wanted to say that by going around and committing violence against the police, we basically hand over to the state exactly what they want.
Yeah, you're lowering yourself to their level,
yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, and even though a lot of what the police do is absolutely despicable and horrific, to sit there and initiate violence against them. Like I said, it just gives them what they want, and you know, they're just looking for a reason to clamp down as much
right.
as they can.
And we're gonna, that's why we're you know, a lot of us, those of us who are considering ourselves part of this movement, want to distance ourselves from people that start talking about that stuff, because we don't want to be associated with that. That's not the method that we're utilizing to achieve liberty in our lifetime. We're using persuasion. We're talking to people on an individual basis, and we're hoping to show them the light of freedom and to show them how it is that if they want to be free, they need to learn to honor their neighbors' choices and no longer engage in aggression against their neighbors. And our neighbors do include those people who are currently employed as government bureaucrats.
Absolutely.
And they, while they may be misled and they may be mistaken and they may be confused about a number of things, they have the potential to change just like anybody else, anyone else out there does. Yes, they are doing wrong to others. Yes, they are initiating force. And yes, they are initiating aggression. But they deserve to be forgiven, and we need to just move on into the next phase of mankind's evolution toward the voluntary society. I know you were calling about something, so hang on. We're going to bring you back. More with Mike, your calls as well about whatever you want. Pete and Jason are still with us here. Former presidents of Bureaucrash getting ready to embark upon a journey. MotorhomeDiaries.com is their website. If you got questions for them, you can still call in. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live your show, you dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing them to the ideas of freedom, which include people like Pete and Jason that are the former Crashers in Chief. I've been saying it wrong the entire show here tonight, and they waited halfway through to let me know about it. Pete and Jason are with me, and so former Crashers in Chief of Bureaucrash, now engaging in some really awesome activism that I think is worthy of following, and we are going to continue following it here on Free Talk Live. You guys are kind of announcing it. We've been talking about it off and on, but this is like the official kickoff as far as I'm concerned. You're here in Keene now. You're getting ready to head out across the country in a motorhome. MotorhomeDiaries.com is the website to follow your progress. You've got like a Google map on there. You get little map points as far as where you're going to go, when you're going to be there. There's an itinerary up there. It's a blog as well. So you'll be posting your experiences as you go across the country, meeting other liberty-minded people, attending liberty-oriented events, and as you're saying, helping build communities and helping promote great ideas like the Free State Project, and you guys are Free Staters. You're also involved in freeagents.com and .net, and that's free with threes for the E, so fr33agents.com and .net. Net. Different websites, but to get linked together in, with a common brand, and definitely worth checking out for our listeners if they haven't gone there yet. I want to continue talking about what you guys are up to. We still have some phone calls to get through here, so let's bring back Mike in Wisconsin. Oh, by the way, again, to get on the Free Talk Live AMP program, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We bring back Mike. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mike, you're back on the show. I know you were calling in for something and we never got to it, so go ahead with your thoughts.
That's fine. And also, I just wanted to say that if the guys at Motorhome Diaries need a place to crash in Madison, Wisconsin, they can crash on my couch.
Well, thanks very much. There's a lot of activism that we can do against there's probably not too many libertarians around there. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a pretty liberal community, but there is a small pocket of liberty of liberty activists around here, and we do our best, but there's just way too many statists around here. It's not really too effective.
Yeah, right on, Mike. We totally appreciate it. And as you've seen here, I mean, it's not often the numbers do matter, definitely, but if you get just even a handful of active folks, they can do so much.
Well, I'll send you guys an email if you decide to make it up this way, but allow me to address Ian and Mark, please, real quick.
I want to encourage everybody else that's listening as well to keep an eye on MotorhomeDiaries.com, and if you notice them coming your way, shoot out an email to them, say hi, or if you want them to come over your way, shoot an email to them and let them know why they should or what's going on or entice them or whatever. Go ahead with your thoughts, Mike.
Okay. You may remember me as the guy that called in about his Obama-loving coworker that we no longer talk anymore, and he defriended me from Facebook.
Obama-loving coworker.
This was from a couple months ago, like late January, I guess.
Yeah, and give us a recap.
Well, basically, he defriended me from Facebook. I was just starting to preserve time and memory on my MP3 player to listen to you guys, and as a result of you and Mark and your wonderful co-host chipping away every day about the Free State Project, I finally broke and signed up yesterday.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. So, I'll hopefully be seeing you guys soon. I don't have anything lined up quite yet. I'm still very nebulous about when I'll be in New Hampshire. But I've made the pledge, and I just wanted to thank you and Mark and all the Free Staters for, it's just something that eventually you feel in your gut and you feel it in your heart that This is where you need to be.
Thanks for signing up.
So, yeah. So I just wanted to call and thank you guys.
Okay.
And,
very good. Well, we look forward to seeing you here. I know we were talking with Pete and Jason during one of the breaks about, when you were coming, when they were coming up, or how they were feeling about all that. And Jason said, he wished he'd come here sooner. Pete said he felt like it was the right time. And I kind of feel the same way as both of them, if I could explain it. I wish I could have come here sooner, but I feel like I came here at the right time, nonetheless. So whatever the right time is for you, I'm sure you'll appreciate being here whenever that is. So look forward to seeing you up here. And if you can make it up for Porkfest or the Liberty Forum, always a great excuse to come up and get a sneak peek of what's happening up here.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like you and Mark, I'm a Florida boy, and I think Wisconsin tempered me for the winters.
Yeah, you might actually have some warmer temperatures in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and so it's now I know I can actually survive a real winter, and now it's time for me to, instead of survive in a statist winter, it's time for me to thrive in a free one.
Exactly. Oh. That's exciting, and I thank you for the call tonight, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you, and congratulations on your decision. 800-259-9231. Of course, talking about the Free State Project, and for those of you just tuning in, it's a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all converging on the same geographic location. All of us on the show here tonight, we're all Free Staters, because when we heard this idea of getting activists together, it clicks. I mean, doesn't it click with you guys when you hear this idea? It's like, wow, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, community is very important.
So, and that's some of the things you guys are doing over at MotorhomeDiaries.com. You're going to help bring people together and help promote this idea so more people can come here, hopefully sooner rather than later. Don't wait until 20,000. If you sign up for the Free State Project, you can wait as long as you want, but I would suggest coming as soon as you possibly can, as soon as it's financially feasible for you. I mean, some people have even thrown caution to the wind and, grabbed a Greyhound ticket and shown up and crashed on somebody's couch. I wouldn't recommend that particular way of doing things, because I just like to have a little bit of money in the bank to make sure that in case something unexpected happens, I can handle it. But that's worked out for some. That's hold on, Mark. You've been having a coughing fit. I turned off your mic.
Yeah, I'm sitting up here coughing and dying. If you're not a saver and you realize you're bad at that, you can save in New Hampshire as well as you can save anyplace else.
Maybe a little better.
You're essentially sitting at some dead-end job. You can,
plenty
what
of those
difference
here.
Does it make?
Yeah, exactly. So let's continue with your calls and talk to Unscreened Call on the AMP line. Unscreened Call, you're on the air.
Hey, Ian, it's me, Todd from Michigan.
I did screen you, I just didn't write it down. Hey, Todd, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk quite a bit about the interesting caller turnout that you had on WKBK's Talkback program on Saturday.
This is something we promote from time to time here on Free Talk Live.
You promote it? I think it sounds like amateur hour.
You don't? Okay, whatever. Anyway, I promote it on this show sometimes is to encourage people to call in and participate in this local show here in Keene, New Hampshire, and bring up liberty-minded points to the hosts, who are a couple of local politicians in the area. And this weekend, there was a tremendous outpouring of phone calls to this program. You can hear the archive over at freekeene.com.
Specifically because the bureaucrats here locally, the politicians, had decided to take some people's homes. I was under the impression that there were people living in the homes. Apparently,
there were people living in the homes.
Yeah, but you know, they managed to put enough pressure on the folks that they paid their
right. They voted to steal their homes from them, and then the next day they paid up. And so there were people calling in to essentially hold their feet to the flame to say, hey, you guys are stealing, you should stop it. And apparently what ended up happening, I got a phone call from the program director of the radio station this morning and was requested that people from outside of the Keene area no longer call the talkback program. So basically what's going to happen is we're going to continue streaming it on the Free Talk Live live stream on Saturday mornings when it happens. But with the request that people who are outside of the people who are outside of the area no longer participate. But all that in mind, what were your thoughts, Todd?
Well, I called in on the show Saturday morning around, I think it was sometime around 11:30. I can't remember the exact time, but I called in. And I was actually sticking up for a lot of the Free Staters because they were trying to censor a lot of the Free Staters who were trying to call on the show to express their pro-liberty viewpoints. And the impression I got the entire time when I was talking to Cynthia and Paula was, well, yes, yeah, so what? We don't want to hear, you know, all those Free Staters calling in the show. And when I was trying to make that point, Paula was trying to get me to talk about, you know, what's going on in my state, what's the economy like, and I'm like, well, what does that have to do with what I'm trying to call into the show? And that was my thinking at the time.
Well, that's what they like to do. They like to misdirect people. They like to ignore what it is that you're saying. They don't want to hear it because the activists are calling in and they're saying, you guys are stealing. You guys are hurting people. And, of course, they don't want to see it that way, even though that's what it is. They're stealing houses from people. They literally said on the air that it's not stealing because it's the law.
I know. I have that blog on my blogs, by the way, and I have that entire recording on there pointing out
I appreciate your coverage on that, Todd, and I'm sorry to say that, unfortunately, they won't be accepting national calls to their show anymore, which is fine because we've got enough activists here in Keene at this point to where having people call from outside the area isn't necessary. So we will continue screening it. I thank you for the call here tonight, 800-259-9231. We will continue streaming that show.
For a local show, it's appropriate to have local callers, and that makes sense to
me. But I didn't think it was inappropriate to have people that are planning on moving to Keene call in. That seems like a legitimate thing. They don't want that anymore. So, and if it keeps happening, then they're going to ask me to stop the streaming. And since it's an affiliate, I'm going to stop. So that won't prevent anybody else from streaming it, but that's out of my hands. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy. Going even farther, cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.